الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. This program or this Islamic studies class is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic is going to be a little bit short. I heard it in an imam or a scholar talk about this from Kuwait. I think his name was Sheikh Adnan Abdul Qadir. And he was talking about the subject of oppression. And he basically said this. One of the sayings of Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings upon him, he said, help your brother, whether he is an oppressor or oppressed. It was said, O Messenger of Allah, I help him when he is oppressed, but how can I help him when he is oppressed, when he is oppressing? He said, prevent him from oppression. That is your help for him. Also was narrated by Umar, or Ibn Umar, the son of the second Khalifa of Islam, or leader of his Khalifa of Islam. And he mentioned that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, oppression should be darkness on the day of judgment. And I want to mention something else I think that's very important. And that is, it was narrated by Ibn Abbas. The Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, sent a Mu'ad to Yemen and said, be fearful from the curse of the oppressed, as there is no screen or no barrier or no curtain between his invocation, his supplication, or dua, and Allah. And so my students, this particular scholar, he went on to mention several stories. One of the stories he mentioned was there was a leader, and this one man allowed his daughter, or had his daughter be this particular leader's maid, but the leader was very abusive to this young lady, so much so that she became blind. She still worked for him even after she was blind. But later on, this particular man, he passed this particular girl or maid to his son, who was also equally abusive towards the young lady. Although she was blind, she still had to cook and clean and go to the store. Maybe she come back with the wrong stuff because she couldn't see. And so the young man, he got married. And then they had a son. And the son was born blind. And then later on, they had a daughter. The daughter, she can see initially, but later on, she became blind. So he kept abusing this young lady, and she left. So what happened is that I believe that the particular young man, he realized about the particular hadith I said from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when he said, be afraid from the curse of the oppressed, that there is no screen, no barrier or curtain between their invocation and Allah. And so he went and he found the young lady, and then he persuaded the young lady to come back to his house. But this time, instead of her being a servant, an abused servant, he instead served her, or his family served the young lady. And so I want to move on to the next one, which is an example that was said by this particular scholar, and that he mentioned about this woman who was very, very, she was not a very truthful person. And so what happened is that she said that a particular person was using her property or taking her property. She had property, and her property was near this other person. And then she said the other person was taking some of her property and used it for his personal use. And so it turned out the lady was not telling the truth. So this lady also became blinded, and she fell into a ditch or a hole. And she, in that particular hole, she died. I want to mention something similar, and that is some people were complaining, or a person were complaining, they were complaining about a governor. And so the leader above the governor went to that town and asked people questions about, okay, well, what happened? Is this man a bad leader or not? A bad governor or not? And the people kept saying, no, he's not bad, he's a good guy, fair guy, and so forth. And so what happened is that he met with other people, and one man stood up and said that, no, he's a bad leader, and said all these negative things about the governor, which were not true. And so I believe it was the governor made dua, made supplication against this individual for abusing him. And then that individual also became blind because of the dua that this governor made. He was abusive and oppressive towards the governor, like the lady was being oppressive towards her neighbor, and also the young lady was being oppressed by the person she was working for. And the last story I want to mention is that which is very, very important for us to understand, and we're talking about is that when another person is being abused, and say for example in this life, and they think they're getting away with it, but they're not getting away with an abuser not getting away with being abusive or oppressive. And so what happened on the day of judgment is that the people will be in line against this individual, the abuser, and then they would, and instead of the abuser going to Jannah, straight to paradise, or oppressor going straight to paradise, then the people that he owed to them because he abused them or oppressed them, he owed something to them because of his abuse. And so the people would take from his good deeds, and what would happen after that is that they would take his good deeds until they're satisfied and keep doing so. Then he may even run out of good deeds. And what happened is that, so he runs out of good deeds. What happened at that point? At that point, they would start to give their bad deeds to their oppressor until all their bad deeds would go to oppressors, so everyone is satisfied. Those who are oppressed are satisfied at that point. And then the person, instead of going to the paradise, they will go to where? They will go to the hellfire because of their abuse of these people. And so I just wanted to mention just a few things to my students about abuse said, and how this particular presenter or scholar presented these the hadith from the people, from the Prophet, peace be upon him, and then what happened to people and examples of having to people because they abuse other people. So my beautiful students, please do not be one who abuse other or oppress others. But again, the dua, the supplication of those people will not be blocked from between Allah and that individual, or a curtain or a barrier between a dua, a supplication, an invocation of the individual to Allah. You think you're getting away with it now? You're not getting away with anything, because Allah sees everything. And also the angels write down your good deeds and your bad deeds. Again, angel on your right writing down your good deeds, and angel on your left writing down your bad deeds. So you're not getting away with anything. You have been listening to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.